Sophia, when was the last time you just felt completely and utterly uninspired and lost? Welcome back to Bamboo and Glass, where we share the underrepresented perspectives that shape our lifelong journey of learning and unlearning. I am Talon.
And I'm Sophia. Thank you for joining us as we search for the inspiration to start important conversations with ourselves and our loved ones. We release new episodes every Sunday, so if you've been listening for a while, thank you so much for your support. And if you want to get connected with us, you can give us a follow on Instagram or TikTok and DM us, and we can be found at Bamboo and Glass.
Speaking of searching for the right inspiration, I wanted to start off with a check-in question for us. Sophia, when was the last time you just felt completely and utterly uninspired and lost?
I can think of many points in the past few months where I've reached that. Mm-hmm. I think in the past few months, I've made a lot of hypotheses about why I feel unfulfilled and why I feel unhappy and what's going to make me feel more fulfilled. But I think these hypotheses have been shifting a lot, and it's hard to tell if it's an authentic shift or if it's just me compromising or adapting to something. So yeah, I would say I have frequently felt completely, utterly uninspired.
Can you give us an example of one of these hypotheses that you've had in the past that maybe you don't think is a valid hypothesis anymore?
I think a lot of it has to do with career, the types of products that I think I want to work on, or whether it's important for me to be making a huge impact on the world through my job, like whether I have to experience that through my job or if I'm cool with experiencing it outside of my job.
I think that's a really real question to be having in our 20s. I think we were set up from college to kind of go out into the world and make a really big impact, especially at the schools that we went to. And I think the 20s has been just rambling about and kind of seeing like, okay, there's other aspects of our life that can get tending to and can also be just as impactful, if not more impactful than our jobs. So I resonate with that.
How about you?
I also would say this whole year pretty much has been a time, not 100% of the way through, but there have definitely been a lot of ups and downs, and a lot of downs being that completely uninspired and feeling really lost. I think being my own advocate, boss, / teacher has been really exhausting for me. And I'm constantly the one who has to find those points of inspiration or find direction so that I am no longer feeling lost. And I think what they say about turning your passion into your work might not be advisable. I think that can be true sometimes, because I used to look forward to watching shows and films for inspiration, but I've even gotten to the point now where I feel burnt out from watching those, which leaves me wondering, like, what would it actually be that inspires me in this time and age when it's no longer the things that used to inspire me?
Totally. Well, sounds like a great opportunity for us to learn from each other, because we've both been struggling with this, but I'm sure we also have found great ideas along the way. So do you want to go first?
Yeah. So tips, aka what's worked for us in various occasions and will hopefully help our listeners in times when they're feeling uninspired and lost. I think the first thing that is, for me, the most easily accessible is being vulnerable with someone. Ultimately, I think this is meant to be a proxy for being vulnerable and honest with yourself. There's this really great quote from Brené Brown where she says that vulnerability is not winning or losing. It's having the courage to show up and be seen when we have no control over the outcome. Vulnerability is not weakness. It's actually our greatest measure of courage. People who wade into discomfort and vulnerability and tell the truth about their stories are the real badasses. And I find that when you talk to someone else and be vulnerable with someone else, you just never know what new insights that person may offer or how they'd actually be able to highlight some of the strengths that you already have in the present moment that you've probably overlooked for yourself.
Yeah, I resonate with that so much. Something else that gets in the way sometimes of feeling genuine and very motivating inspiration is comparison and envy. Sometimes I feel like if I want to turn to like an inspirational figure or an inspirational moment, I end up feeling envious instead. And so it ends up filling me with negative energy. And something that I found to really work in these situations is to turn to inspiring examples that have nothing to do with my life, that have nothing to do with the skills that I want to develop. For example, I recently realized by accident that I feel really inspired when I watch people play sports. whether it's watching like figure skating, like watching a professional, or even just like watching a friend, or just like, you know, walking around a park and seeing people like really sweat it out on the basketball court. And I realized that these moments are really inspirational for me because I see these people focus on like a really difficult and a stressful task. And there's no sense of comparison because it's like, I don't care at all about being good at basketball. I don't care at all about being good at figure skating. And so it's just like pure inspiration without any comparison or envy or like reprimanding myself. Cause it's like, I don't really care about playing basketball or not. I don't measure myself according to that anyway. So I can just receive the inspiration and not experience any of the comparison.
That's a really good point. Is there a specific video or athlete or experience that you recently had that you want to share?
Ooh, I really love watching the Olympics for this reason. I think figure skating, I really like watching because it's so physically strenuous, but also so beautiful. And the music and just
the Shibutani siblings are
they're the cutest.
Yeah. I actually also recently, like literally a couple hours ago, just watched this YouTuber named Alex Wasabi. He has kind of gone through this transformation. He was usually known for his funny daily vlogs that he used to do and the fact that he was always looking for the one for him to settle down with. That was kind of like his whole thing. But he has recently stopped posting as frequently and has actually turned to boxing and is someone who actually has been dedicated to that craft. And I just watched his like 30-minute documentary that was made about him. And the through line through all of that you see is family. The motivation behind his humor, his daily vlogging, as well as boxing is to set himself up closer to be a better husband, a better dad, and also a better supporter of his family. And I think just seeing that heart behind something that I also don't normally take an interest in, like I don't really care about boxing. I actually usually find it very viscerally like something I want to avoid. But hearing his backstory and like seeing how he went completely left field and decided to do something very different. Was really inspiring to watch. With regards to looking out for inspiration, I think if you've done any sort of documentation of your life, I think being able to revisit the moments where you did feel so excited and inspired could be really cool. For example, I like to look back on journal entries where I maybe had binged a couple shows and films and I write all of the reasons why it inspired me and like how it kind of shapes what I want to do. I have this distinct memory of watching WandaVision and Attack on Titan at the same time. And I was like, huh, like I was writing about both of these and I was like, huh, these are both very different shows. Is there something similar between the two of them that really attracts me to both? And for both of them, it had to do with this theme of subverting destiny. And I wrote, I kind of made that phrase for myself as I was journaling. And so I've actually dog-eared that journal entry for myself to look back on in moments when I forget what kind of things I want to do, or I am feeling like there's nothing out there that I'm good at or nothing out there that I am able to go after. And so it may not be journal entries that you have reflected on or done documentation. It could be like Finstas. It could be like TikTok, saved Instagram posts, a Pinterest board, or even cards that you've written or received, just being able to reflect and see the moments that, hey, there were times when I did feel really inspired and these are my own words or my own, it's my own eclectic interests that are combined that make me unique as to who I am.
Totally. I think writing it down reminds your future self that it's real and it did happen and you at some point were so inspired. It wasn't like an imaginary feeling that you had that just like went away forever.
Yeah, definitely. Because life always has its ebbs and flows and it's important to remember that. The downs will always happen, but the ups will also just as much happen as often. Another tip that I have done more recently is doing some sort of mindful practice. I think most people, when they think of a mindful practice, they think of it as part of a routine. And I don't particularly like to force myself into a routine. I try to be kind of go with the flow with it. So some days it'll look like stretching and taking deep breaths. I'm just giving my body a moment of attention. Other days I'll look up meditations on Insight Timer. And on some days I'll do a tarot card pull. And even switch up the types of tarot card decks that I use. And on other days, I'll journal to a prompt or do morning pages. And I think the key here is just setting aside time, a non-zero amount of time. It could be literally 1 minute or it could be an hour, whatever you want. But setting aside that time to be present and not around distractions, because I found myself using media like TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, films and shows as sort of like a coping mechanism or as a distraction from how I'm actually feeling. And so just setting up some time just to be with myself is really helpful. some ideas of prompts for people if they are unsure to even of even like where to start with journaling is I really love the Ikigai, which you and I have done together. Pretty much it is a Venn diagram of four circles of what you love, what you think the world needs, what you're good at, and what you can make money off of. And so you write down all of these things that go into those circles that pertain to you and your life. And then you kind of start to see intersections in the little Venn diagram overlaps. And then the second one I love to do is the Odyssey plan, because I think it gives you a chance to daydream about three alternate lives that you could be leading, and just being very specific about what you could be doing. And it's supposed to be no strings attached, but I find that oftentimes people do this assignment and they find that there are aspects of alternate lives that they can actually still incorporate into their main life that they're actively pursuing.
Yeah, you pick and choose of those three lives what you want in the one life that you get to live. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I find that whenever I do things like Ikigai or Odyssey Plan, I sometimes think about a specific person and what aspects of their life that I want to live. Which then sometimes the sense of admiration and inspiration kind of turns to comparison again. And something that's really helped me in that moment of comparison is to think about, for this person that I admire, either a friend or a stranger, what are some things that I have in common with them? And I think this has really helped me because it helps me see that just because there's one thing that I want and they have, it doesn't mean that their entire life is better than my entire life in every single way. And I think it also reminds me that like, oh, I have so much in common with this person. That means I have a similar set of resources or opportunities, and there's a lot of possibilities that are available to me as well. So yeah, if you're doing Ikigai, Odyssey, all the things that Talon recommended, and you feel some sort of comparison creep in, this could be a helpful exercise to do to help you realize like, oh, comparison doesn't have to feel bad. It can also remind you of what you really have.
I love how you have two tips that are seemingly polar opposites. One of being looking to inspiration that's not related to you in any way, and then one looking at inspiration and actually more similarities between you and people that you admire or other things that you admire. And probably the combination of those two can help kind of like cancel out those negative thoughts that we may be prone to have as we're like alone with our thoughts more, as we are struggling to find a way out of the dark hole that we've kind of like dug ourselves in or found ourselves in. And so I really loved hearing about the tips that you have, and I'm really going to spend more time to be inspired by figures that are not related to me in any way now.
Yeah, I can send you some figure skating videos that I love.
Yeah, I mean, I actually saw this interesting, this funny like NBC Asian America headline that was like, Michelle Kwan even like 20, 25 years later is like a staple in many Asian American homes.
Oh,
and I was like,
love that.
I loved Michelle Kwan growing up. So
I was so obsessed with her. I had a flip book of her. Do you know what a flip book is?
Yeah, of course. What do you mean, do I know what a flip book is? Of course I know what a flip book is.
I actually haven't seen that. I don't even know where you would buy a flip book. But for anyone who doesn't know what a flip book is, it's essentially a pretty thick book. Each page is like a frame of an animation. And so you quickly like brush your thumb across the pages and you can see an animation. So I had an animation of like Michelle Kwan jumping in there and doing a whatever beautiful figure skating move she was doing.
I wanted to end this episode by us sharing each other something that you are currently inspired by. What is something you're currently inspired by?
I've been really inspired by this K-drama that we're both watching about a attorney who is on the autism spectrum. It's called Extraordinary Attorney Wu, and I find it really inspiring because she's taking these really tough cases and being super creative with how she resolves it. And she also puts herself in these really vulnerable situations in order to help the people who she really believes in. So I feel very inspired by her.
I love that. I think right now, as I've been searching for jobs, I have been really inspired by the people I've gotten to cold reach out to on LinkedIn, and just being nervous, of course, before the conversation, but then getting into the conversation and realizing how fun the conversation was, and feeling really inspired and energized by that, and being like, good thing that I am trying to do something with my situation, because had that, like, regardless of whether I get a job or not, at least that intention of looking allowed me to connect with really cool people around me that I would have never thought to connect with.
Totally. And I'm sure they appreciated hearing from you too. I think it's always fun to like connect with someone who shares your interests, but you would have like never crossed paths with otherwise if they hadn't reached out. So
yeah.
So fun.
Yeah. So if folks are listening and are feeling hopefully a little bit more inspired, but maybe need a little bit more content, what are some episodes that you'd recommend them check out on Bamboo and Glass?
Yes, so many. The first one that comes to mind is a conversation that we had with a creative about how to develop a creative discipline that helps you create even when you're not inspired, but also gives you more moments of inspiration. And that is episode 146 called Don't Wait, Create, Overcoming Your Inner Critic, featuring our friend Erica Berry.
I think sometimes with inspiration, goals can kind of come into play too of like, oh, in order to go in a certain direction, you need to have a goal in mind. And I, from that, I would want to recommend our episodes from the new year, episode 162 and 164, What Makes a Goal Worth Pursuing. 162 is Sophia's goals and 164 are my goals that I've had in the past. And we actually kind of come up with really, we kind of reflect on how some of the goals that we feel proudest of are actually the ones that we hadn't set our eye on from the very beginning. And so some of my goals have to do with like being an adult, just like classic adulthood things. And that can be something that is just really inspiring already to be like, this is something that isn't super significant, but is significant to me.
Yeah. Awesome. And if you are pursuing a goal and finding yourself feeling a little discouraged and just in need of a little pick-me-up, episode 182 might be fun for you. It's called Encouragement for a Hard Day. Like you, Tan, we both collect a lot of tweets or Instagram posts that inspire us. I share a couple Instagram posts or tweets that really inspire me and compile them into episode 182.
Yeah, no, I loved all of the quotes that you mentioned in that episode. And if you want another like intimate conversation between me and Sophia, I want to recommend episode 175, Discovering Negative Self-Talk and Hidden Talents. This one is really great because we balance out some of the negative or like sad realizations we've had about ourselves alongside things that we want to celebrate about ourselves. And it kind of, again, shows that lightness and darkness in all of us. And just giving space for both, I think, is very empowering for me to get to see looking back on our episodes.
And the last recommendation that it is my honor to get to share with you is episode 190, Career, I Don't Know Her, Navigating Career Uncertainties as a Creative. And that's Tan's recent solo episode. And what I loved about this episode, creative or not, if you feel a sense of like meandering or kind of like confusion or maybe even sadness about the direction that you're going or maybe lack of direction you feel like you're going, I think you can find a lot of comfort in just like listening to Tan's stories. I feel like when you talk about it, you make it make other people feel like it is okay for them to feel any spectrum of feelings that they feel in whatever journey that they're pursuing. And regardless of the level of certainty they feel in that direction, they feel like they're not alone and they don't have to feel like ashamed of whatever step they are along that journey. So I really liked it.
Thank you, Sophia. And with that, I am just really happy that we got a chance to talk about this episode because it is a mutual thing, feeling that we've gotten to share having over the past couple months. And I figure there are probably other people who are feeling the same way, whether it's because of global circumstances that are happening at the moment or just personal things that they maybe have not had a chance to talk about with other people or be vocal about. And so hopefully this can at least be a comforting hug and a comfort and a coax towards the direction that you want to go in yourself. And so thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you are not following us, make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Bamboo and Glass. And we also have a Buy Me a Coffee page where you can treat us to a coffee or a boba. So be sure to check that out. The link is in the episode description. And if you'd also like to meet us in person or consider doing a collaboration, we have done a couple of workshops for different organizations, companies, and schools. And so we are open to being invited to any of those places. So again, you can DM us at Bamboo and Glass or email us at bambooandglass@gmail.com. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful Sunday and we will talk to you next week. Bye.